the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I didn't work for her that summer.
Not Garth.
Teenage kid so far from home. She was a lonely widow woman. Hell-bent to make it on her own.
Take it.
We're 1,000 miles from nowhere. Wheat fields as far as I could see. I'm doing this with no lyrics, by the way. I did that part on purpose. Not knowing yet what that might be. This is the guy that called earlier. This is his life story.
Yeah.
Paige, you know what she had? Hot cup of coffee and a smile.
Oh.
Vertical.
In a dress that I was certain she hadn't worn in quite a while. And it was a difference in her laughter. There was a softness in her eyes.
Oh, baby.
And there was a hunger.
You ready?
Even a boy could recognize. Ooh. She had a need to feel the thunder.
Yes, she did.
Right between her big thighs. All its wonder. Damn it, boy.
In the driver's eyes.
She had the right to hear the passion. Like a comet running. I want to see Garth Tarzan across the stage right now, like the old days.
Burning both each other.
You know what would be awesome if he was performing and he was, you know, Trisha was on stage as well. He comes flying in on the rope like he used to.
Oh yeah, he did do ropes.
And up on the trestle is the original Mrs. Garth Brooks, and she cuts.
Yes.
The rope.
Because that's how they got together. They both cheated.
Yeah.
Bunch of cheaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turn the velvet in a touch.
Don't tell that part of the lovely story of Garth and Miss Trisha.
Yeah.
Did yeah. they cheat?
Same thing with Vince killing Amy Grant, though.
And Amy Grant. And she was a religious singer.
Here we go. Round
you know
two.
Why? She had a need to feel the thunder. Chasing lightning from the sky. All right. We're
where are we?
We already go Garth money, so
it's a good song. Remember used to you couldn't even play Garth Brooks on the radio?
Like no.
He didn't release it. He made the deal with Apple, right?
Yeah, it was protected. Then he went to the streamers and now it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, Big Buck Country.
Oh no, his deal was with Walmart. He had a Walmart exclusive because the only place to buy Garth Brooks was Walmart.
Yeah.
Remember that?
And he would not stream.
He was naughty, was he?
It was just because he made a deal with him. Kind of like...
Oh, yeah, the exclusive stuff.
Yeah. Like, I think Clint Black has an exclusive with Cracker Barrel now.
Oh. Hey, I'm Clint.
Hi.
I'm Clint Black.
And I like Cracker Barrel.
Not related to Kodak.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Yeah, we're not related.
No, we're not related.
Not related to Cracker Barrel.
Not even
Barrel.
Leaky. Not related to Leaky Black either. Hey, it's All Advice Show. Let's Anonymous always goes to, oh, hold on. I got to read the note. She's 25 and says she needs help before something big happens.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey.
Hey.
Morning.
Good morning. Did you enjoy the singing?
Yeah, actually, it kind of helped because I'm like really nervous.
Don't be nervous. You're good. What's going on?
Okay, so I've been dating my boyfriend for 11 months.
Yeah, that's pretty serious, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
really serious. We actually have the same friend group. That's how we met. You know, we're around each other all the time.
Can't hide from each other. I mean, y'all are locked in.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll keep going. You got our interest. What's happening?
I'm pregnant.
Oh, God, dang it, man.
Wow.
That escalated.
Congratulations, Mom. Was that, was it planned or are we surprised?
Oh, surprise, yeah. But
okay.
No, we're both really excited, though. Like,
yeah.
we're good. We're
okay.
happy.
Good. Because, I mean, that totally matters. So,
yeah.
I mean, it really, really does. So, it's not like a panic mode. This is the... This is the steps where you say, you know, we're building a life together. We're building something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what do you want to, the advice you're calling for, do you want us to help you come up with baby names, or what's the problem?
Okay. So one of my friends, who's also his friend, told me that he's planning to propose to me on my birthday this month.
Oh, no, that's hard to overshadow a baby.
Well, yeah. Did you, any clue that this was, first off, why would they tell you? That's kind of screwy. Can't trust anyone.
Yeah, that messes the whole thing up.
Did you have any clue, though, that he was going to do this?
No, none.
Yeah. And this is legit, not just gossip, like, girl, I bet he's going to do this.
No. She said he's been talking about it, like actually planning. Yeah. Asking what ring styles I like. So
yeah, it's definitely real, because there's not going to be not go through all this for a fake proposal.
Right. Know?
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah. Well, there. Yeah, but she said to okay. So let's get to the heart of this. Like, do you love this dude?
Yes.
Yeah. And do you see a long lasting future with him, or at least a future with him?
Yes.
Yeah. And you want to raise this child together?
Oh, yes.
Tell me she'd say it like Dr. Phil. That's kind of how it sounds. You love each other.
Are you mad? Are you ready to get engaged and walk that out?
No.
Well, there's your answer. There it is.
Well, why? I'm not saying that in a direct way. I'm just saying, why? Why not?
It feels so fast. And honestly, I just feel like he's only doing it because I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always going to question, is that why he even brought it up?
Yeah.
Because you don't want a bastard baby.
So you're saying if I'm not pregnant, he's not proposing now. This wouldn't be happening right now.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I can see why you feel that way.
So now it feels less like I want to marry you and make, you know, two shall become one, and that whole thing too. I feel like I should marry you now that you're pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
And you probably already know, but those are two completely different proposals.
Yeah.
It's not even the same thing.
Plus the birthday thing, though. Like, let's play this out. Worst case, like, it's your birthday. Go shorty. Your friends are there, maybe family. The cake's wheeled out, whatever. I've never been anywhere where a cake's been wheeled out. Have you? It's usually just brought out on a platter, never on a big card or anything. But he gets down on one knee. What do you do, Anonymous?
That's what I'm scared of. Yeah. You know, I don't want to say no in front of people, but I don't want to say yes if I don't mean it.
I mean, you can't peer pressure like somebody into a marriage is probably a good
thing. I know. That's how you end up divorced, still sharing a Netflix.
And still having a bastard baby.
Yeah. So. Oh, come on. We don't know it's going to be a boy.
Why don't you go ahead and get engaged, but do get married like a year from now, or make it longer can really see if he loves you or not?
Like, the question is, how do you stop this before it happens without like straining the relationship or hurting his feelings, right?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Like, this is just like straight talk right now. Like, there's no version of this where you don't say there's no version of this where you say nothing and it just works.
Nope. None.
Because if he proposes and you say no, that's a way bigger hurt. If he proposes and you say yes, just avoid that moment, that's even worse.
Yeah.
So, like, the move, I mean, feel free to jump in. I mean, like, the move has to happen before your birthday.
Like, this week soon.
And here's where people mess this up. They make it about rejection. You can't go to him and say, oh, I'm not ready to get engaged, because what he hears is, I don't want to marry you.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And you just got to, like, frame it up and say, look, I want you, I want this, just not this rushed.
Yeah, like the same outcome, you know? Like, you're getting to the same destination, just a little bit slower.
Yeah, you might want to focus on the baby first and then get married.
That's not even here yet,
that's
Paige.
That's solid.
And tell him that. Like, let's work at being parents, and then if we still love each other.
I don't want you to say his real name, but Paige, what's the first name of a man that you hate? Go.
Adolf.
Okay.
See, like, I hate when you do that, but I know why you do it.
Okay.
It's such a hard question.
If you say to him, hey, Adolf, I love you. I want to know what you're going to name the baby. If it's I love you, Adolf, and I'm excited about this baby, and I see a future with you, but I just don't want our engagement to feel like it happened because of social stigmas or because we felt like we had to. I want to marry you, Adolf, because we choose to, not because society tells us to, right?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That's what I'm feeling.
And then you give him something solid like, not no, but not yet.
Yeah, like, right? What about...
I saw that in a movie.
Hey, after the baby, after we settle, you know, let's finally do it. Let's do it the right way.
Yeah, because right now, like...
You don't want to be a pregnant bride.
Because life starts at birth. You want to have the kid first.
First off, think about that honeymoon. Like, oh... But that puts off a lot of stuff. Because I know the honeymoon thing, people will wait a couple years and you know, do it later or whatever. But
and
like,
that don't count.
New relationship, pregnant. Now all of a sudden we're going to do all this. I wouldn't stack everything in 1 year, even from a financial standpoint.
But then again, people are texting in saying that she should just marry the guy and make him happy.
But those people are jerks, I think. Unless I like you.
Loves him.
They're trolls.
Yeah, but she's just not...
It's funny, though.
She's not ready. You got to talk to him before your birthday. Like, you just got to just come out with it and just say, look, I don't know. I mean, you just... You have to. Can you hold on 1 second?
Hang on.
Anonymous.
Yeah. We're not...
There's a lot of dissension on the text about that, though. That's strange.
Yeah.
She was pretty agreeable, though. I feel like we could have named her baby or, like, you know, asked her anything.
Paige wants to name the baby Ava.
Real quick. Guy you don't like now.
Mussolini.
Mussolini.
Satan.
Whole pot.
Hey, Satan, I don't know that we should get married yet. My Lord,
what?
Paige. What do you mean? You know where you can go?
You got stupid friends.
You marry me or you can stay home.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Ow! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Make it work. It's got a long time until it kicks in.
Is that why all girls do... the thing where they put their hand by their face?
Yep.
What is that? I know what Madonna would do with the box, but when girls would put their hand like this.
I guess it's the same thing, right? You got to strike a pose.
That's a pose, but you put your hand, like you put the palm of your hand on your cheek and then look up in the air.
Don't you make a box with it?
But they'll do it with just one hand. Like there's an imaginary cell phone in their hand and they're just answering it. Hello?
Hello.
What is that? Dudes will just look at you like this, you know, might every once in a while a mean mug in the picture. Yeah, lip. But girls are always like,
you know how
like the hands.
You know how Juggs watches every movie? Like he's a big cinephile, they call
him. Oh yeah.
So I asked him if he watched Devil Wears Prada too. I want to see what he says to it. I bet you that's one he probably might miss.
He replied.
Did he reply?
Ha ha ha, no.
Jug!
Oh, he's good.
He really is good, Jug.
I
want to
go see it today.
I
know somebody went to I heard somebody went and saw it the other night. I didn't hear if it was good or not, though.
I'll go watch it again, Jug, if you want to go.
God.
You liked it that much?
Oh, look, I
picked
up. What
is it about? Fashion industry?
Yes.
This is a story, man. You have to follow the saga of Andy Sachs.
Oh.
You got to watch the first one. But spoiler alert, Adrian Grenier is not in the new one.
Oh, I saw that commercial.
He's not.
During the race the other day.
So.
Which I thought was weird. They're advertising Devil Wears Prada 2 during the NASCAR race.
Like, that's why I asked him.
That's odd.
Oh, Jug, you should have the Prada car. Like, they should put it on the 51. And he's got the little purse he walks around with, too, the popcorn purse.
Or just like the fire suit.
Should you imagine this? Make the fire suit look like a dress?
Dude, wouldn't that be? Yeah. Oh, no, boy. That wouldn't work.
Oh, that'd be perfect for Jug.
Bubba Wallace would be the only one that would wear it.
Dang it. Oh, what a sponsor. Oh, hell.
Old BJ Almendinger.
What a name.
It is an odd name. It's AJ, but still. All right. Fat Boy, we're doing all of I know you know that, but I'm just saying that in...
I take a reminder, too, so because I forget sometimes.
I know. We get in here. It's usually the rejoins that kind of send me off on a tangent. All right. So, also, you're good at putting notes up, Fat Boy. I don't know how you do it.
Well, you got to be cognizant and
not forget what you're talking about.
Yeah, not be half-arsed like I am sometimes.
So, we were talking to the last girl... she's pregnant. Boyfriend might propose on her birthday. She doesn't want to get engaged yet. She's not ready. And we said that could go very wrong if she doesn't say something beforehand. With that said, let's go to Rico.
Rico.
In Charlotte, North Carolina this morning. Rico, what's up?
Yeah, Matt, man. What's yes. up?
What's up?
Fat Boy Paige, this is wild, but I lived this story.
You lived.
I was listening, and I was like, she better say something, because I went through the exact opposite.
Oh, hell. What happened to you? Oh, no.
Is he still there?
You there?
Oh, what happened?
Did he get through a tunnel?
Oh, Rico.
Rico. All the fads got to him.
Sorry.
Oh, there he goes.
You got me?
He was messing with us.
Okay. So, what happened?
Sorry. Okay, so this is... Yeah, this is about... So, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I've been dating this girl for about 2 years. You know, serious relationship. Like, I thought this was it.
Right. Yeah. So, six... I mean, okay. So, you...
2 years.
Yeah. Okay. So, you not really rush. You put time in. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I did everything right. I went and talked to her mom and dad.
Dang, and man.
For his blessing.
Went old school with it, Reek.
Yeah.
Freak. Ollie.
I thought I was doing it the right way.
Suave. All right, so where are you when this... Oh, man. Our listeners today are better storytellers than we ever are. You got my attention. I imagine most people listening. Where are you when this happens?
Yeah, so it was a family beach trip. Her whole family, mom, dad, brothers, cousins, everybody.
Oh, you went all in. Like, you got everybody.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, this was a whole event. Like, you had a built-in audience ready.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought it would be perfect. You know, sunset, Myrtle Beach, the whole family there.
Yeah.
Man, this is like a book. Like, what's the Notebook guy? That guy. Who's that guy?
Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah, him.
Dude, my mama would have bought this book. She would have read this book and loved it, watched the movie. Walk us through, though. So, what all happened?
So we're all there. Just hanging out. I pull her aside a little bit, but everybody can still see us.
Yeah.
I get down on one knee.
So in your head, in your head, you're thinking like, it's a done deal, right? As soon as you
done
drop.
Deal. Yeah. I already know she's saying yes.
Yeah.
Like I was skipping to the end.
But you wouldn't have been calling here if she had said yes. Yeah.
She just looks at me and goes, Rico, I can't.
Golly, man. Oh, no. Right there in front of everybody.
Oh, not even a pause? Just like that was the first answer?
Just straight to it.
And what happened?
Golly.
What happened to the man, family?
Okay. Yeah. Dead quiet. Like you could hear the water sloshing around.
That's I bet it got a lot louder when everybody was quiet.
Like, what did you do, Rico? By the way, happy Cinco de Mayo, but go ahead. Okay. What did you do?
she was like messing around. You know, I didn't know. I kind of laughed. I thought it was a joke. I didn't know, like, maybe her family was in on it. Maybe her family told her. She didn't laugh. And that's when I knew.
That's the worst. That's got to be embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's like the worst moment for that to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, and she goes, I love you. I'm just not ready for this. And then she started crying.
In front of everybody.
Oh, no. That's the
right
worst.
Right there on the beach.
Everybody.
Oh, wow.
So what were you feeling when that happened? Like in that moment?
Embarrassed.
Pissed.
Mad, yeah. Confused, all of it. Because in my head, I'm like, you couldn't tell me this before?
So,
like all of the signs.
Dang. So everybody's standing there. You're at the beach. Probably just did the family picture. You're probably wearing all white like you do, and all that, the linen shirt. What happens? Like, you just stand up and just look at everybody and say, like, "Hey, who wants a margarita?" I mean, what do you do at that point, right?
Yeah, I mean, I get. I'm not proud of this, but I kind of snapped.
Oh, all right, here we go.
Oh, your feelings.
Shopping spree at Gay Dolphin. What'd you do?
Yeah, I mean, I was like, so you waited till right now to say that in front of your whole family?
Oh, man.
And she's trying to calm me down, saying, let's talk about this later. And I'm like, no, we're talking about it right now.
Yeah, there ain't no later. Yeah. Not after that, we're doing it now.
So this is on the beach. Y'all just like full out arguing in front of everybody.
Full argument.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
her family standing there. Her dad, the same guy I asked for his blessing, he's just watching this whole thing happen.
Oh, that's brutal, man. I feel like you set you up for the whole thing.
Yeah, but with Rico, and with all due respect, like this is the part where I have to ask you, is there a happy ending to this story? Did you stay together after all this?
Hell no.
No,
absolutely not.
Yeah. That's about what I figured.
What happened?
Well, we argued for like 10 or 15 minutes. I was super heated.
Yeah.
She was crying. Whole vibe was ruined.
Yeah.
And I just left.
You just go back to the room and just wait. Yeah, but how can you even stay in the room?
I left the whole trip.
I would have too.
I left the trip. I packed my stuff and I went home.
Hang on a second. You left her at the beach with her family? Like everybody?
Yeah.
She rejected you. Oh. I would feel the same way. I'm sorry. I would have just left.
How long was that drive, though?
Like 4 hours.
Probably the longest 4 hours of your life.
Dang.
So what happens, though? Yeah. Like, if you've been together that long, you got some stuff at her place, stuff at your place. Like, did you talk after that or what?
Yeah, I mean, we tried. It was never the same, you know, because I just kept thinking, if you weren't ready, why didn't you just tell me?
Yeah, but, like, was she giving you the whole, you know, Randy Travis forever and ever vibes? Or like, how does anyone really ever know unless, like, she picked out the ring or blah, blah,
no,
blah?
No, but I mean... But we would go to weddings of friends or acquaintances, and she'd say crap like, this is how we should do ours. So, yeah.
But she's sending you
She didn't want to
messages.
Hurt my feelings, but I'm like, this hurt way worse. Like, why would you, she did, the hints were dropped. You got to trust.
Right.
I mean, that's the lesson, though. You know, you have that short-term awkward conversation, or you get the long-term distance.
Yeah, so you think she definitely tells him, or at least... Talking about the girl who just called, the pregnant lady, you think that she definitely tells him or at least lets him know somehow, some way?
Yeah, she's got to tell him before. Don't let him walk into that blind. Even if it's uncomfortable, it's way better than what I went through. Like, learn from my lesson. Don't put someone through that.
Damn, Rico. The first off, the ball's on you to leave her there with her.
Do you have to carry your balls around in a wheelbarrow every day?
God, like, I didn't mean his voice. I just meant he does have a booming, bold voice. But the fact that you went back to the room got your crap left.
No, man, I'm out. Done.
They already had an argument.
You show me who you are. Absolutely done.
And how it would have been a strain weekend anyways, because you argued there with her, and I understand that you
no,
just
there's
saving...
no way I'd stick around.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm glad to do it. I've been a big y'all. I've listened to the show for 5 years, but I'm a first time caller, so I appreciate you guys.
Hey, thank you, Rico.
Thank you.
Rico, hold on. I'm gonna get your email address. I'm gonna send you a gift card too.
Hell yeah,
y'all are entertaining me this morning.
Hell yeah.
All right, hold on. Shower. You got some goodies coming.
Thank you, Rico. man,
if you got hair, we're gonna take care of you.
This has been like
really
a very I'm sad for certain people's lives and stuff, but like just hearing this
right in front of everybody,
God, I'm just sitting there thinking, like, I'm thinking John Quinones, like, what would I do in that situation? Like, I don't know what I would do.
He just lost it, but like a natural reaction.
But then again, like, personally speaking, never do those in public or in a big.
If you
or don't tell everybody. Like, I think it's very respectful to still ask the parents. I think that as long as the wife's not like thinking like, wait a minute, you're asking them. But I don't know why she's talking like Dangerfield, but respect. But you know, it is kind of weird that everyone there knew that they were about to get engaged before she knew they were about to get engaged. That's kind of weird.
Or, look, women like it when you take charge, right? Why go the simp route and even propose, hand her the ring and say we're getting married?
Right now, I'd love that.
Wow.
Look at that.
I couldn't change my mind.
You love being dominated.
No, it would just be really cool if they're like, we're getting married this weekend right now, and then we're flying to Paris, and that would be my
dream. I ain't talking about flying.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I was ordering some ivermectin. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you.
You know what? They're going to have to start giving that serious consideration.
They really are. They really, really are.
Because, you know, there's some people that swear, you know, that combination with I forget what else.
That's they're saying that's the thing that's going to split doctors down the middle. It's because of the difference of opinion. The difference of opinion meaning, yeah, this is good, or no, that never works. Give me more money, Big Pharma.
Like, there are people that, like, in certain stages of cancer that have been
gone,
taking that stuff.
Done. Just disappear. Crazy. I was just reading the story. I didn't order it. If anybody knows a line on any of that, let me know. If you ask your dude, man, if he's got that.
You got a vet.
You got any ivermectin? You got any adrenochrome? You got any of that?
You got any horses?
You got any horse tranks?
Yeah.
Okay, so been awful at reading text this morning. Apologize about that.
Oh, you got to catch up, yeah.
Well, I mean, the last one, a lot of people were saying that he was a dick for, like, if you, here's one for example. If he really loved this girl and felt the way he did about her, just for her saying, no, I'm not ready, and he leaves her at the beach, if I was her dad, I would have whooped his ass up and down Myrtle Beach all the way to Surfside. Wow.
All the way down the strip.
That's where you gotta, like, I don't know. Plus, I don't know. Like, if Fat Boy, if you had a daughter and her boyfriend came to you and says, "Hey, man, I'd like to marry your daughter," like,
what do you do?
How do you not tell her?
First off, you know, honest to God, you know what I'd say? Like, why are you asking me?
It's 2026.
It's like you're asking the wrong person for real.
Well, I don't even know if that's a thing.
And you better know, because if I got to dress up, this better, like, none of these false alarms. If I got to wear pants, if we got to take.
Why we got to get married on Saturday? You know, stuff's more expensive to rent out.
If we got to take pictures in front of the dunes together. It's like, this ain't going to be like.
The wild ones?
Yeah.
Wild dunes.
It better be a one time thing.
It's okay. A woman can say no if she wants to. It's for the man to decide. Okay, this is good. It's for the man to decide that he can wait around. It's like, Matt, when you say, okay, hold on, that's froze up. Matt, when you say the thing about saying I love you to someone and they immediately say it back for the first time, did they mean it all along or did they wait for you to say it? That's something I've often wondered about. But
if you say it too much, they don't mean it.
I don't agree with that.
Like, you can't say it all the damn time.
I think you say it once a day if you talk to him.
If I didn't say I love you before hanging up the phone with my husband, he'd get mad at me. He's like, where's my I love you? And why didn't you call me in the morning?
Oh, my God. At least text it.
Where's my card? How come you didn't give me a card with it?
Did you just fall out of love with me during this phone call?
I sent you a wiener picture, and I did not get I love you back.
It's like when my mom would say,
exactly.
It's going to rain in the morning. Be careful. You're like, yeah, you know what? I will now. Before, I was going to...
It was risky before, Mom.
I was going to drive blindfolded to work, but it's been done.
You know what she would have said? You're going to be a smart ass in my house.
No, cuz.
I would say, I told you I loved you earlier, and he's like, well, what if something happens?
Hey, baby.
Hey, Mama.
And you get off the phone, and something happens, and I'm gone. And I go, well,
God, that's
I already
eerie.
Told you I loved you.
Did he say that for real?
Yeah. He told me how dangerous his life was as a firefighter.
Well, I mean, it's... it is true.
It is.
If I was, you know.
What if I messed my pants and they got in the red because I got pants full of doo doo?
Would you take me out back and just squirt me off with a hose pipe?
Of course I would. No, I wouldn't put them there. I'd put them in the shower and hose them down with a.
Dan. Please call in.
You know what?
Not Party Man. I mean, Party Man can.
Party
he
man.
Can.
The party man.
The party man.
Hey, baby.
Oh, Dan, make a song for Party Man.
Other Dan in Columbia says, if you don't play the song I sent today, it won't get used until next year, which you'll probably forget by then too. Wow.
Oh, he's mad.
Who can make a phone call, bore the hell up out of you?
He won't ever. Has he? He's never called in, has he? Yeah, he did.
He's not.
Yeah.
No?
No?
I don't think so, unless it was one time way earlier when he first started, like, you know, he gave us a heads up. Look, I make songs. How can I get in touch with you? But I don't think so since then.
Yeah.
Did he write a song about Rico's Big Nuts?
I don't see anything on that cloud. Which is something that, why you do that?
They're trying to get blocked.
This is something I was thinking about the other day. I was looking at, you know, photographs. Mm-hmm. Cue up the Sheryl Crow.
Every time we do it, makes you laugh.
I was looking at photographs, and I was like, you know, the amount of photographs versus like the ones on my phone. I was like, well, I'll go print them out or whatever. But think about, like, you know, all this talk about energy and all this stuff, like, hey, we're going to run out of energy. When are we going to run out of cloud space? Like, I'm not even, like, joking. Like,
that's where all the data centers, like.
Like, for real. Like, think about it. As time goes on, there will be a lack of storage space in the cloud for pictures.
Yep.
Like, I bet you in the future we'll be limited to the amount of photos. That will be,
or they'll find a way to scale them up. But
folks,
still,
let's go to Washington right now and fight that. Could you deal with just 1,000 photos on your phone page?
No.
My God, your AI folder's got that many by itself.
All right. Oh, here is a submission special for today. If you want to hear it.
Yeah. Live listen from Dan in Columbia.
We are the Rise Guys, we are the Rise Guys, saviors of morning radio, with Matt, Man, Paige, and Fat Boy. Happy Cinco de Mayo! Ole!
Hey!
Wait a minute.
It wasn't bad, actually.
Cinco de Mayo. Can I have one more?
I can go back to that part if you want.
Saviors of morning radio, with Matt, Man, Paige, and Fat Boy. Happy Cinco de Mayo! Ole!
Cinco de Mayo.
I might want to keep that very last part, though, for the future.
The ole?
Hey!
Hey!
Oh, let me get a good one.
Ole!
Happy Cinco de Mayo! Ole!
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
What, do you get a bunch of Polacks to sing a Spanish song? What is that? No offense, Paige. What is that about?
I think you might have.
Cinco de Mayo. Are we saying it wrong?
Have we been saying it wrong?
Mexicans, again, call in and let us know.
They could tell us, but the Mexicans do not care about Cinco de Mayo.
Uno, ocho, cero, cero, siete, siete, cuatro, cero, cero, nueve, tres.
Oh, that's it, actually.
Yes.
Dies nuf.
Dies nuts.
Oh.
That's how you say these nuts in French.
Yes. These nuts?
These nuf.
Mm. Paige.
Yes, sir.
Mon frère. That's him after.
In English, please. What is going on in the Plex? That was a hell of an All Advice show. One of my favorites.
God, I tapped out, man. I want to go home. I'm going home.
We're
going
to talk about the Pussycat Dolls. Also, there was a funeral in Seattle. We'll get into that story next in Rise Guys headlines.
If Mary were still with us, how would she say the name of that band? Because I got a feeling she get Pussycat Dolls mixed up.
Oh, Lord. Pussy, like, Doll Cats?
You know, something like that. They're like, Pussy Dolls. Man, a few Pussy Dolls. Did you see that story?
Did you see? Whoa, Mom, I thought I hit him in the closet.
The leaders of the P1 revolution. The Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.